This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, November 15th. God's word for you today is stay sharp. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 25, verse 2 to 4. And it says, five of them were foolish and ill-prepared, for they took no extra oil for their lamps. Five of them were wise, for they took flasks of olive oil with their lamps. Matthew 25, verse 6 to 9 says, then suddenly, in the middle of the night, they were awakened by the shout, get up, the bridegroom is here. Come out and have an encounter with him. So all the girls got up and trimmed their lamps, but the foolish ones were running out of oil. So they said to the five wise ones, share your oil with us, because our lamps are going out. We can't, they replied. We don't have enough for all of us. You will have to go and buy some for yourselves. This last statement clearly shows that the problem was not the resource to buy the oil. The five foolish virgins had the resources to buy the oil, and they could have bought the oil, but still they did not. Everybody has 24 hours in a day. You have the resources you need. The question is, what are you going to do with it? Will you pay the price, the extra cost of the oil? What is the oil for us? The oil represents the anointing that comes from the presence of the Lord, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Will you pay the price for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, or will you be complacent? I pray that you will plug into the season of open heavens and pay the requisite price for the anointing for the oil. I pray that you will not miss your open heavens in the mighty name of Jesus. Say amen. Make up your mind to give it all it takes and pay the required price. Somebody says, and I find it to be very true, that every one of us has the 10 virgins inside of us. In other words, everybody is carrying 10 virgins around. Five are wise and five are foolish. When choices are to be made and the virgins within cast their votes, it amounts to five on either side, but you have the deciding vote. Where are you going to cast your vote? Will it be with the five that are wise, or will it be with the five that are foolish? That is what will determine what happens in your life. What is the urgency in your spirit about even now? What is God placing in your heart that needs urgent attention? For us, God's children, home is the presence of God, and that is where the anointing resides. Have you made going home a priority in your life? Some of us reading this even right now are desirous of spiritual gifts. I believe God is pointing all such people towards the story of Elijah and Elisha. Elisha was desirous of a double portion of Elijah's anointing. 2 Kings 2 verse 10 says, you have asked a difficult thing, Elijah replied. If you see me when I am taken from you, then you will get your request. But if not, then you won't. In other words, Elijah was telling Elisha to pay attention because it is key to getting what he has asked for. You have to pay attention to receive what you desire, even as the heavens are opened over us. You have to pay attention so that when they show up with it, you are ready to receive it like the five wise virgins and like Elisha was, and you will be in Jesus' name. Elisha paid the price and he got it. The five wise virgins paid the price. You have to pay the price and you will in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, Please help me to be sensitive and rightly positioned in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.